Hello again, everybody. Jeff Joniak along with Tom Thayer here on ChicagoBears.com. And welcome to Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite. Wrapping up the 2013 draft, Bears managed to make a deal to add an extra pick, so you get six selections. We're going to start with the offensive side of the ball first. Those players came in the first, fifth, and seventh rounds, and right to your liking, two offensive linemen, two big guys. First of all, Kyle Long from Oregon, and then you have Jordan Mills from Louisiana Tech. The interesting thing about both of these guys, they come from high-octane offenses, running a ton of plays. You saw certainly what happened with Oregon and the highest-scoring team in college football in Louisiana Tech.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up about the offensive linemen. They have to have fast-thinking, quick-paced offensive linemen that come out of a system that's going to be more familiar to them when they get to the NFL level. And fast-thinking is a key element to quick offensive line success. So having two players that can think at a rapid pace is going to be key to their development.
All right, then in the seventh round, you'd call this a pick that you can take in the seventh round, a guy who quit his college football team after a disagreement with a coach, Mike Leach, at Washington State, Marquise Wilson, who's almost 6'3", little light in the 180 range, but speed and a wide catching radius and a lot of production.
Well, you can't teach speed. That's the first element with this player. The key element here is going to be Brandon Marshall and the influence of Alshon Jeffrey, because those two guys are two key players for the future of the receiver position of this team, and they're great advisors on the field, especially Brandon Marshall. And any young player would want to play side-by-side by Brandon Marshall.
All right, defensively, the Bears go linebackers in round 2-4, and then in 6, you get Cornelius Washington, a defensive end, who will play a base power end position for the Bears. Now, all three of these guys come with a lot of production. They are multi-year starters, and that's the aspect I like about bringing these guys in. You don't have super young defensive players here that didn't get a lot of experience. They got a lot of experience and translate to the Bears' style.
Right. It's good. They have experience at the positions they're going to compete at. And then there's a lot of depth now at the linebacker position, so that increases the competitiveness, not only when the season starts, but in the offseason. So these older guys know that they have to be in top physical condition to get ready from the competition of these young college grads.
John Bostic, Kasim Green are the two linebackers they brought in. Now in the big picture, let's talk about that competition. Now there are 12 linebackers. 12 linebackers, and there are veterans brought in that right now are penciled, certainly not put in stone as starters, but DJ Williams to go along with the outside linebacker they got from Carolina as well. Now with these two young guys to push them, and now you at least, at a minimum, have depth and special teams performers.
Right. The key element is that they're going to have to perform on special teams at a high level on every phase of special teams. Then when you come out of college, can you cover a pass? Can you cover a back? Can you cover a tight end? Can you cover your responsibilities and pass coverage responsibilities? Sometimes that's the dividing line from a good college tackler to a decent college or decent professional linebacker. If you can defense the pass, you can play.
Do you like where the Bears stand right now with what Phil Emery has done in free agency and the draft?
I liked it at the end of the draft more than I did at the beginning of the draft, because an offensive guard is never sexy. Hey, I'm an ex-offensive guard. But as that draft went on, I think they got better and gained momentum.
Should be fun. We'll love training camp when it begins in July in Bourbonnais. There is a ton of unanswered questions with the Chicago Bears. It'll be a new roster in 2013. Hey, thanks for joining us throughout the entire draft weekend. That'll do it on ChicagoBears.com for Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for watching.